I go by the name Amillennial's Third Eye. And this is where I do my live radio show recording. If you're listening to recording, thank you. Thank you in ahead of time. Man, how did I get here? I don't know. I just, like, before I start these shows, I get excited. I really do. I get a little anxious, excited, and I get all like, oh, it's about to start. And I do this whole thing where I wonder what I'm going to talk about tonight, because I don't plan anything. And I don't say that to boast about. I'm just saying, like, I don't plan. I have some ideas I roll around, but it's kind of like you give me some paint. Let's see what I whip up. You throw some food. I was a chef for 9 years. Let me whip it up. I'm always going to be a chef. I mean, it's in me now. It's part of me. So what I love doing on the show, if you're new to the show, I share with you about me, my life, that you can also relate to. Maybe you need to hear for your spiritual journey and what you're doing, you're going with. Maybe you are discovering too. And as I'm learning more about myself, I love playing music. And what I do is now I'm relating to songs maybe you haven't heard, or I'm discovering stuff that I just relate to and resonate with, and I want to share with you. The reason why I do the show is because I want to share my life with you. That's really what it comes down to. And in ways in which you can also take and reflect in your own life that maybe you needed to hear. I loved always sharing and listening to other people's stories or what they go through, because you find that you're not the only one. And I think the big message for me this week and rolling into like last week, or, you know, the eclipse and shit, has been a lot about authenticity, a lot about being vulnerable and sharing yourself with the world, or sharing who you are with someone in general. Being vulnerable can be uncomfortable. And I think, you know, I discovered this conversation, well, not discovered, I had a conversation with my friend recently. And I love those conversations where you can be yourself. And I think we know what that's kind of like, but when you actually have a connection with someone, it can be really unique, that vulnerability. It doesn't have to be a particular person, romantic. It's just when you're comfortable. And I want to remind everyone too, you know, the recent times for me also have been being authentic, but you have to realize things about yourself in order to become more authentic. And whether that's, you know, astrological of planetary alignments or something, but I realized my uncomfortabilities or things I was uncomfortable with, but more so, if I'm going to be super detailed here, a lot of the, I don't know if this is like divine, there is no such thing as coincidence, right? Divine timing. A lot of what I've been discussing on my Facebook page on live stream or videos for the week have been around the topic of I am worthy. And there's so much to learn for that. And I love this, because the more you realize your self-worth, for me, I've been realizing, you know, what's no longer important, what's no longer needed, letting go of people, letting go of someone might think of you, letting go of needing to explain, all of these letting go, right? And by the way, I do take phone calls for readings later on the show. I feel like I got to remind them. Don't get too lost in the intro here. By the way, if you're listening, take calls for readings. So you're welcome to call in. I do take calls later on. If I don't see anything coming up, I'm going to talk the whole time. This is my therapy session for the world. Okay. So back to what I was saying is self-worth and I am worthy. And it's been a quite awesome topic to really get into, because you start realizing, okay, I am worthy. I'm worthy of what I want. And then at the same time, you're intentionally kind of pulling in this rabbit hole of I am worthy. You know, it's like an affirmation. The more you say it, the more, I guess, you align with it. But at the same time, you're going to align with what's in the way of that, what comes up. You know, and there's tests, and there's things that show up. And so you're worthy of receiving what you want. And then it kind of letting go of these things, because we hold on to this false perception of what we think we should hold on to, because we care, right? I think there's an allusion to caring, or the fear of judgment, the fear of what people think, the fear of what if I do this and having someone judge you and needing to explain? I think being a male, not, you know, it doesn't have to be a, you know, masculine thing too, but, you know, there's judgment of sexuality. There's judgment. And it really doesn't matter at the end of the day. What matters is knowing who you are. And when you let go of this illusion of these perceptions, because really what I've been coming down to is this beautiful message. And when you let go of these fears, and something I've also been kind of dealing with within myself is this growth. And the growth is we all want to be happy. We want to grow into progress into things. And sometimes the issue is that we get in our own way. And it's been interesting because I've been having an issue around, you know, career, work, and all this other stuff. But the truth is that it's also connected to I am worthy. And sometimes we're afraid of the unknown. And that unknown is easy to judge. We want to point our finger at it. We want to blame it. We want to push it away. But really, underneath it all, there's kind of this progress and also this opportunity of comfort and new. And the newness, again, we are afraid of the unknown. And for me, I really kind of got pissed off. I was like, yo, this ain't right. I deserve more. It was with work. It was around, you know, expecting me to do more and also kind of putting me in a position where I'm supposed to be driving this bigger truck or doing more. And a part of me was like, yo, am I just scared to do this? And I felt like I deserve more compensation. There were other things around this too, like safety and other things that need to be fixed, which was taken care of. But my point about this, and I hope you can understand, because not everyone understands the different stories, because this is my life, and I want you to see it here. The things were taken care of, but I think we push away what can really help us grow. And I finally kind of had to go through this thing today where the truck I usually drive broke down or needed to be fixed, and I had no other choice other than to drive this bigger truck, which I really made a hard time about, because I was like, I'm not doing it unless I get paid more. But I finally did it, and it felt, you know, I've driven larger trucks before. I just, a part of me felt that if you want me to do this, it felt uncomfortable. The smaller truck was easier to drive around. I could park it in places. I can get food. I can play. I just felt comfortable, right? And hear me out. And then this bigger truck, you can't really park it everywhere. It's not easier to drive, but it's new to me still. And I want to go back to what I was saying before about this whole process of becoming this version of you that you are wanting to become, but sometimes we're expecting it to come a certain way. And I was talking about this topic about I am worthy and also around the identity thing, because identity, you're going to become someone new. You're no longer identifying with what no longer is serving you properly. It's a limited belief. And I also shared with everyone, when you're becoming this new version of you, there's going to be a quote-unquote death phase, a part of you that's not happy, or you're letting go and you are transitioning into this new version. And it's a mental thing. It's a thing where you're no longer afraid, or you're not going to keep acting the same way. And it kind of felt, I felt at peace today. Like I let go and I was like, all right, you know what? It's okay. And I think we put up a fight for how we want things to happen in our life. The control of how we want love to enter. And it's like, no, I want it this way. And I want it. We're expecting it to happen a certain way. Or I really wanted to be paid more if I was going to have to let go of these things. And it's almost kind of like saying to myself, I want you to give me some sort of security for me to let go of what no longer serves me. And so what we do sometimes is if we aren't happy, we have uncomfortability with becoming this new version or letting go. And we fight it. The universe wants to give us more, but we fight how that comes in. So if you're new to my show, I love playing music that resonates or I relate to throughout the week. And what I want to play first is from Linkin Park. It's The Final Masquerade. And the reason why I really want to play this, because it's this mask. And I think we all hold up a mask of this illusion of what we perceive our life to be or what we're dealing with. And it's not to be ashamed of. It's not something to be, we just don't realize that we're afraid. We're afraid of really being our true self. And there's more to this I want to share with you, but this is the first song. I'm going to roll some music and we'll take some calls in a little bit. That's not the song. Where is it? The Final Masquerade. Where is that? Here it is. This is why I don't get paid to do the DJing thing. Where is, I just had it before. Oh man, I'm gonna have to search for it. This is real shit. This is real time. There we go. Bam. All right, so we're going to take our first caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? We got area code 954. What's up?
Hi, I didn't expect to be first. This is Mary. How are you? I was waiting for the music.
Oh, yeah, that's no problem. Sometimes, like, I just chop right into it. So, Mary, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida. So... sometimes I like to give you the option. Well, not, I give you everyone the option. You can ask a question. I can give you a reading on whatever I pick up as of right now or whatever you want to talk about.
Well, can I see what you have for me? And then maybe if there's something
Well, I don't like to spend too much time because there's about an hour here and other callers like to call in too. So it's really up to you. Would you like to ask a question? I can start talking about what I'm picking up right now for sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So there's a lot of, I don't want to say a lot, but there's hope or things that you were wanting to change that aren't changing anytime soon. I'm not sure what I'm not sure what you're waiting for, if this is like a career, financial, or some sort of happiness.
It's mostly a betterment in my financial situation
There isn't, and I feel like I've talked to you about this before already. Have we talked about this already?
No, not a whole lot.
It's okay.
It's other topic.
This is something that you also need to revisit or reflect on because it involves around your happiness and it involves around your energy, and there's something about kind of this hope that you're going to be happy with something and you're not really happy about your, I don't want to say you're not happy with life right now in a way. You're content, but you're hoping for something. And once you're going to line up with what that is for you, you're going to realize how simple it is. And it's going to start aligning with your career work. I see you kind of expecting.
Yeah, I'm not working. I'm retired. And,
a part-time thing or a financial thing, whatever that might be.
We talked about this before.
You actually are retired and you're looking for part-time work or something, right?
No, not now. Not anymore.
But you were.
A little bit, yeah. I haven't been able to.
Love, you're not happy with things. And once you start realizing what that is in your life, because you're not reflecting on it or you're not understanding. It's kind of like you feel like you're entitled to having this. No, it's fine. It's not in a bad way. Don't take it the wrong way. It's that you're in your own way right now. There's this hidden hope of happiness, but you're not sure exactly what that is for yourself. So once you realize what that is, it's going to start to line up and you're going to start to feel a lot better with your happiness financially as well. All right. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. All right. So we're going to take the next song. And I want to remind everyone, too, is that sometimes we have this hidden hope for things to change. And sometimes that we just keep going at it and we get aggravated because, you know, there's a difference, right? How we look at it and how we perceive things can be really something else. And if we're not allowing ourselves to perceive something new or being open to the universe, world, life, and how we're receiving that, it's kind of what I was talking about earlier with this whole, I am worthy. You being worthy of your happiness, being worthy of happiness. And sometimes things are actually really good, but we mentally don't feel, believe, or think that we're truly worthy of or something good. And this is not a conscious thing sometimes. It could be really that internally, and I was just talking about this for myself as well with everything, is that we want it to be a specific way and we get frustrated. But in the middle of this is something that we need to let go of. We need to let go of what we think or what we're trying to control. And control is something that we're wanting it to be a specific way or we're wanting it to come in. And I think a lot of times we're trying. People say, well, I'm trying. And what that really entails is there's something behind in the personality, the thoughts that we have, that we're not fully believing that we're worthy of good. And this is why I share with people too, look for the good, the simple things in your life. You know, you might not be happy today right now, but what happens is that if we're not grateful, a lot of times we might think we are, but we're not practicing gratitude. We're not practicing the mental perception. We're not practicing how to shift our energy. We're not practicing. And if things don't change, how are we expecting our reality to change? And we're a reflection of our reality. If something within us isn't changing, we have to really be understanding and be honest with ourselves too. Okay, what is it about this problem, right? But it's really, it comes back to what is it within me I'm not willing to change or I'm not changing or seeing correctly. And I think it's really not, it's not fun to sometimes do that because we want, we're worthy of receiving, but if we're in our own way, we're going to always perceive it wrong. And we're going to say, well, that wasn't the way. No, this wasn't right. And this wasn't right. It's never going to be enough. So if that's not enough, then you're not enough or we're not enough. And we have to start looking at everything as a reflection of ourselves. It's something that I've really come into with this whole topic of I am worthy. And As I'm personally shifting, you know, love isn't always the way we want it to be. But at the same time, first it started with myself kind of realizing what I'm no longer going to put up with, you know, with people or people pleasing. And this is me personally, you know, something I really just discovered more of myself. I'm not going to try to explain to people. I'm not going to force it. And I'm also not going to allow myself to be uncomfortable or lose my peace over it. But there's caring. There is caring and appreciation of people. I'm just sharing with you my shift of personality recently. But what it brought me to is realizing we're all just reflections of ourselves. And the more we see this, it's just all love is different and we're all the same. And how we're utilizing our body, our time, and being here on Earth and what's really important and what's really not important. And that's what I've been doing recently for myself is letting go. Something that came across the other day when I was at work was this song Happy by Natasha Bedingfield. Never really heard it that much, but it was very on point with my day. And I say this because I wasn't really happy. And the truth is that I was in my own way of allowing myself to be happy. And the reason why I share that with you is because when you're in the middle of change and you're becoming this new version of yourself, there's going to be a point where your brain is like, I'm not ready to let go, but I know I'm supposed to let go and it's not easy to. And eventually you let go and allow yourself to be happy because you don't need anything to bring that. It's all up to you. All right, so I got to work on, like, my Spotify account or whatever, because this thing, like, is jumping songs left and right. Like, it's no one's business right now. But anyways, I really want to talk about more about I Am Worthy of Love, because sometimes this is really such a great topic. It's a lot of the things, and I want to remind people, when you call out, when you call in and you, like, leave and you come back, you drop, it drops you on the list. So let you know. Okay. I want to reset, because that kind of pissed me off earlier. I'm not going to lie. I'm tired of people expecting happiness and things, and then they justify it. And in order for us to change, we have to swallow a pill sometimes. It doesn't have to be a physical pill, but that pill is self-love and truth and really reflecting on who we are, because we feel entitled. I'm not going to lie. Look, we try to, like, project and, you know, no, that's wrong and that's wrong, and it's because of this and it's because of that. No, it really gets to a point where we are the issue. And there's something sometimes where it doesn't really, I'm not a big fan of always quote unquote healing. I think a lot of this is saturated words of like, oh, I got to heal something. No, it's really sometimes getting over that, closing the gap, or coming together, meeting from where you want to be, where you're at now, and closing that gap. And something that Abraham Hicks talks about too, allowing yourself to be happy. Sometimes it's not about the healing. I think the healing is the nurturing side. There's the masculine side, regardless of the diversity of it, right? There's realizing that sometimes we aren't noticing that there is good. There's an abundance of love and good things in this world. And so if we keep getting frustrated with what's not working, and eventually, again, it gets to a point where we have to ask ourselves, what is it about me or the situation? It's really, the universe provides us with lessons to us for us. And we have to learn to be happy and be grateful and be in the present moment. And if we keep looking for things that we want, we're not really, it's forcing in resistance. We're putting in resistance to what we want. It's actually not allowing it to come in. You're not allowing of what you want. And because we try so hard, and that's why I'm not a fan of the trying thing. Trying, oh, I'm trying. No, it's for me, I also wanted to share this too tonight with everyone. I was looking into my spirituals, my social media, what, quote unquote branding and what me or I stand for as a millennial's third eye. Like, what is my, this is a brand at this point now. And, you know, I'm learning about that. And as I'm looking at the things that I'm posting, there's things that I don't want to do anymore for the brand. And there's also pictures of myself of sharing with everyone. And a part of me was kind of negative towards it. And I was like, I felt negative, like I didn't love myself. And I think there was this part of, what's the words, imposter syndrome or whatever. And really what I'm saying here is that a part of me didn't fully believe that I am this awesome person, right? And you are all awesome too. You are this individual. And I think we're all trying, again, I don't like this word, but we're working towards becoming a version we wish to be. And I was realizing this, and I went, you know, there's no more trying. I am this person. Because when you're embodying this, I think we're always, if you're trying, that means you're waiting for something to validate you to prove that you are this person, right? And I think you're also creating. You're a creator. No matter what your profession is or who you are in this world, you're creating. Even if you're, part of you is, it's an emotional or mental or personality, you're in development. You're constantly creating, and you're always going to be in the present moment. But for a lot of people that are observing you or get to watch you, you're producing so much art. Even if it's like your life, or you, a lot of the times we feel that we're not doing shit, you know? And we don't feel that we're worthy. And that's why I'm saying you're all worthy of love. You're worthy of what you want. And I love this topic because the more I submerge myself and share with people what inspires me, it's, I'm seeing the pieces come together in like an artist painting. You know, I think we're all producing art or some sort of production. And just because your shit ain't like all over the world yet doesn't mean that you aren't the person that you are, quote unquote, trying to be. The worst thing that I think anyone can ever do is stop doing anything in the sense of what is a production of produce or whatever you are passionate about. And if you don't know what you're passionate about, I'm actually staring at my webcam like you guys are watching me, and I realize like I'm so used to doing this social live shit. Oh man, take a minute. ADD, ADHD, whatever you want to call it these days. Even if you don't know what your passion is yet, realize that you are always someone that is valuable. You are someone that is loved. You are someone, and if you don't see that in your life, let me be the first person to help you like understand, like I'm this person sharing with you. Sometimes we don't see it, but we have to vibrate it. We have to emotionally, mentally, and it could be exhausting sometimes. It's actual work. It is work. You're putting in work to become and shift and change conditions and things that you believe in, to believe in, to see it. And you're trying to be somewhere, to become someone, and you're becoming this person in the process. And for me, I'm finally realizing like, I don't need proof. I don't need that proof to show me. I don't need some sort of person to finally see that, because I am that person that's been looking for me. And I understand for a long time the whole I love myself. You know, I tell my friends too, like I feel like I've known things, but then I don't realize how much I don't know, right? And then you learn more. And I'm starting to truly understand more this time around, my self-worth. And I love, honestly, if there's anything of a cool quote that means something I could share with you right now, is you want to learn something and you want to, if you want to learn something and you want to share it with the world, or you want to be something like that, right? Start talking about it and teaching people about it, because you're going to learn so much more just by sharing and learning and teaching what you do know. And you're going to just learn. It's like you learn more as you're sharing with everyone and teaching everyone. Teach what you want to learn, honestly, because if you're passionate about something, you're vibrating with it. And then you learn more about it, and you learn more about it, and you learn more about it. Otherwise, you're going to keep waiting for something just to happen, you know, this love life or this thing or this. Fall in love with yourself. Not that you can't have what you want. You know, I was sharing this with people too. You can want things, but the whole perception here is that your internal world is shifting and changing to realize you have always been worthy of what you wanted. But for some reason or another, we have allowed other people or scenarios or our upbringing to show us a limited belief around what you're worthy of. Right? You're worthy of good. You're worthy of happiness. You're worthy of your goals. And in the middle of all of this, I'm going to be honest too. I was frustrated with myself in times because I wanted to put in the work, but I really was lazy. I was lazy because we can dream all we want, but I'm learning more and more that it really takes it takes some physical action, because if you don't take that action, you're not showing your self-worth, and you have to make it and create some of the things too. You're showing up for it. You're showing up for life, and you can put in all you want. And I really held like hidden expectations. I would get upset with things, and I didn't know why I would get upset. Like I just wanted love, right? I think we all want love, but understand unconditional love. What you give to the world. And I had this mental thought recently too, and it's very interesting to me. Let's say you have a store, right? And you have all these things that you love, and there's one thing in particular that you've loved this item and you know what, you can't even sell it. You love it so much. But for me, what I'm realizing too is what you create for the world is love. And then someone's going to want to buy that one day. And then not that things are possessions. I'm just giving you an understanding in a metaphysical, symbolic way. You know, you give love, putting love into this right now, and where that goes or how that's received, I'm not going to control that. I'm putting it out for people to enjoy. And that's what love is. And if we aren't willing to put love into our cooking or our art or expression is love. And sometimes we're not always going to come off in a loving way because we need to express our pain and our emotions. And that's raw. And I believe that that's all we're really waiting for is for someone to bring us comfortability in a way where we can be vulnerable and say, and things that we haven't been able to, that are so deep sometimes that you didn't realize needed to come out. And those emotions hold us back. And so whoever you are listening right now, sometimes we need to realize we avoid ourselves. And I want you to know right now is that don't avoid you anymore. The more you love yourself and the more you realize that you've just been waiting for yourself to connect emotionally with yourself, to be there for yourself, you go deeper within you than you have ever before. And you learn about yourself in small ways where it could be simple things that make you happy. Otherwise, you're going to keep looking for someone or something else to make you happy. But really, you're just waiting for yourself first. We can only meet each other, level of perception and emotions that we know so far. And so when you can, look, you're in your body right now. Oh, shocking, right? Surprise. You're in your body right now. And how you feel and think and you receive your reality is how you as a person receive it. And if you're going to ever, and you will, and I know this because I believe in you, reach your dreams, goals, and desires, whether that's a happy job, happy career, happy love life, happy whatever it is, you have to start realizing that you are worthy of that, right? And then understand too that there's things that change within you that maybe limited how you receive that, your past of what you know love so far, how things have gone wrong, and that actually this time around, there's a person that isn't going to hurt you because you know what? You are worthy of love, and letting go of what no longer serves you in your past and being present so that way you're not going to project insecurities. We run from things sometimes. We avoid what really is good for us. And sometimes we just are feeling the way we feel because we love so much. But when you actually learn to love yourself and let go and you become a new version and change and realize who you really are and what you truly are worthy of, because I think that the universe, I don't think, this is what I've received so far. The universe gives you life experiences not to hurt you, to go, you're ready to level up. You're ready for something so big that you didn't even ever imagine. And I love saying that in my life because it truly does it gets better every time. I want you to say this. What if this turns out better than I can even imagine? Because sometimes it's true. There's things that you might want and you're controlling it. You're like, I want this, but the universe has such bigger plans for you that are so even beyond your wildest dreams. And we are just ready to receive, right? And then for order for us to receive, we have to let go of this emotional stuff that we're holding on to in order for us to actually let go and enjoy life, because fear of the unknown and the, I want this and I'm not having it. And that disillusion of the emotion, which doesn't bring you to happiness because you're wanting to control how life happens to you and what's if this isn't enough for you, it's not going to be enough. But the universe and the God source creator has all this wonderful stuff. And we just have to let go and say, what if this works out better than I can imagine? So I love that song. The other things I want to share with you tonight are, I think, being in the present moment. When you're in the present moment, well, first of all, before I say anything, you know, sometimes I have, not sometimes, well, I have awesome people that listen to my show and recording and also live, and I hear from you, so I appreciate it. You know, you guys, I think the most priceless things are when someone's like, yo, your show, I would listen to it. Because when you have someone that you know, or maybe even you listening, you do something and it's perceived or received or appreciated, and you, it's good, you know? I think it's a validating thing. Sometimes it's good to get some validation, and you're like, wow, thank you. Appreciated your work, what you put out there. So thank you. Even if you're someone I know or don't know, love you. Thank you for listening. Because I do this regardless of how things unfold. This stuff is, I have fun doing it. What comes to mind too is, I just had some thoughts recently just popped in my head, and I'm trying to organize it. Oh man. In the present moment, when you're here in the present moment, I think that we have time, right? And we have this time and we don't want to waste it. But at the same time, our brain's trying to figure out, how do I get that thing I want? Or how do I get to that goal? And it's very weird for me because a lot of the stuff I'm sharing tonight is so rich. It really is. When you realize that half the battle is realizing how the depth mentally and emotionally of your self-worth and value. And your energy, because you get to a point where you're like, I don't need anyone to validate me anymore. I don't need anyone to show me like I got some good shit or I got good stuff. Or you're not waiting, you're not waiting for something to manifest. You're not, because you're now realizing you're not trying hard. You're doing it, and that's what I'm saying to everyone doing it. Being in the present moment is so important. And what I've been doing a lot of now is, instead of like, I don't know, being in a, not in a great mood, I think we're always, no, I shouldn't say that. The more you become aware of yourself is kind of frustrating, but you become to enjoy it because you're going within more. And then you realize about yourself and your mood and how that's, how it's presently going. And I want to remind everyone, sometimes it's not about finding the next self-help thing or putting in more work. It's really about enjoying yourself. But something that comes to mind as well, too, in this moment is that in order for us to feel good sometimes, we still need to experience. And that experience entails like you living and collecting information. And that information, it's such a little pain in the ass sometimes, because in order for you to actually feel good, right? Because your soul, your soul is looking for something. And while you're living, you are still sort of absorbing and finding information to put things together to then go, oh, that's what I've been feeling and trying to understand. And that's why I was waiting. Oh, now I can put it into motion. And it's such a weird feeling because you might feel, oh, I don't know what I need. I don't like this, or I want to be doing something. You don't have the words fully, but you kind of feel maybe it's around your purpose and passion or blah, blah, blah. A lot of people are very like, I just want to, you know, love life. And no, I'm talking about sometimes you're mentally and emotionally, you're an individual who's seeking more. And in order for you to really understand what it is your inner being and your soul really wants. Your inner being's like, I need more knowledge to really explain what it is I'm trying to explain or do here for you, because I'd like to teach about your inner being and your outer being. Those are two parts of you. You are one, right? There's duality to life. We can't have one without the other. And in order for this version of yourself to transition and also transcend consciousness and really grow, you become more aware of your inner being. Your inner being is a part of you that you'll feel anxious. You'll feel things, but your mind's like, yo, I don't understand what's up. And that's just where I think a lot of people are misdiagnosed, because I do feel that the medical field has things that are important, but I do understand that as we're healing, transcending, learning more about ourselves, there's things within you that are locked up. Could be emotions, thoughts, fear of the past. This is where the psyche is, psychological and all this other stuff, but emotionally, your inner being is another part of you. And that part of you is maybe feeling some type of way and you're like, whoa, what's going on here? I don't understand. And you get to understand more of who you really are. This kind of sounds a little bit weird to some people, but I like to look at it this way, because you're getting your inner being as part of your higher self, and this, all those parts of you in which you're a part in the vessel, feeling safe to be in a place that inner beings may be saying, I'm afraid of what can happen here. And you have to work with your body, because you aren't all in a different, unique way. So what I'm saying here is, though, is as you're learning more about, you're realizing about your moods, you're not waiting for something to please you with a dopamine hit. A lot of people are actually addicted. The more I realize this, the more I realize, you know, it's not an addiction the way we all think. And I don't like to judge everyone. I'm just saying, for knowledge purposes, we have forms of addiction mentally, your habits, because in this transition of self-awareness, you're going to realize what you do because you're avoiding yourself, and you avoid yourself with emotions, with your phone, and looking for love through people and conversation, feeling like you're not enough, looking for yourself in other places, but you're really just looking for you to reflect on you and love and be happy. But what I was also including here is, the more you become aware, there's parts where you can't quite put your finger of this feeling. And the feeling is kind of, I'm here, but I want to move forward in life. What is it? And there's missing pieces. And those missing pieces are information. It's kind of like, in order for you to receive the downloaded file, you know, those fragments or whatever, and the computer, and those files come in, and it's like, oh, now they all come together to form the information. Those pieces can come from different places. They're not always going to be the places that you're looking in or you think they're going to come in. They can come in a movie. They can come in a song. They can come in through, you know, over time, within like 3 to 4 weeks of your day while you're working or what you're doing in life. Because I know that a lot of us we're wanting to go to our destinations. We're like, yeah, I want to, this is my goal. But for me, as I'm sharing with things over the week, this is kind of like the information I'm getting to provide to the world. And this is my life. Here's what I got for you. Let me share it. And it's such an interesting thing as you are observing and learning and transitioning, because you realize that everything's being provided for you, and how you're understanding and open to receiving this information in your life comes and through people, and it comes through music and conversations and your moods. And they might not, it's not always going to be this happy, happy, happy. It's going to be this wave of emotions and how you're thinking today and what you learned in the process and what you are striving to become. And then a part of you dies because something you no longer, maybe you didn't even know, you no longer associate that way anymore, because your understanding of the new information, and that new information lines up with your worth and what you truly understand as the perception of this reflection of the world. We are truly reflections of ourselves. Does that make sense to you? Like, you're a reflection of me, and love can come in so many different ways. It doesn't have to be the one way we expect it to be. There's tough love. There's uncomfortable love. There's things that just come out, and don't get me wrong, there's human decency and respect and all that, but in order for us to change, sometimes we have to get uncomfortable, and that's humility. It truly is. When you can sit with that and go, wow, I really, you know, they say that there's good, there's, you had something good there. And I can honestly attest to that. There's times where I had great things. I'm not just going to say good. I had wonderful things. I had great stuff. I didn't appreciate what I had. And I'm not just saying that for myself. I'm saying it for you to also realize, how can you receive what you really want if you aren't happy or appreciating of what you had or have? And a lot of the times we aren't happy with our current life, and we just want something to bring that happiness in and change the reality of things, so our inner feelings can shift and we don't have to feel what we feel. And it's really not the test is for you to shift and learn and transcend within yourself to then see the reality, because it's truly how we're perceiving within ourselves to then see and receive more of what's good. If we're always going to see lack or not enough, or we don't have it yet, we're never going to really be in the present moment and appreciate it. And I was not from then. I was the person that would have something, didn't realize how good it was, be like, okay, what's next? And I can't blame anyone but myself, really. I'm in this body, right? So when you aren't appreciating what you have, you lose things. You'll lose, and it's not a bad thing all the time. You know, I'm grateful for my experiences, because no one's going to know me more than myself. And I'm not going to explain more to everyone to prove anything. I know who I am, and I'm comfortable with who I am. And the more I learn about who I am, the more I realize it's not about what I own. It's not about the clothes I wear. It's not about the car I drive. It's not about my living situation. It's not about, honestly, I see the good. A lot of people don't have the opportunity that I have. I love my family. I think we can judge really easily, like, oh, you know, you live with your parents. I love my parents. I think there's a lot of people that don't truly have that or see that, and they don't have that opportunity. And I do believe in growth, and I'm ready to move forward in a lot of ways. But my point here is that I think it's easy to judge. I think it's easy to judge someone when it could be really simple as my point of you being you. So whoever you are right now listening, be grateful for where you're at right now. Realize the progress you're making. Realize the value you are. Realize that you are an amazing individual, because I think we're all striving to reach our goals, and we get hard on ourselves. And this is my point, is that why don't I have what I want? Right. And so we kind of, our brain will be like, well, is it because of this? Is it because of that? And it's really none of that. It's that we just need to be happy with who we are and stop thinking that we're not worthy of what we want. I do want to share some stuff with you guys too, is that I am available for appointments. I do readings. Those readings, you know, I feel like I got to explain this sometimes with people. I work with my spiritual guides. So the messages that come through are from my guides. I do life coaching, and life coaching is, what is it you're having a hard time with? What's your goal? What's in the way? Even if you don't know what that is, I work with your inner being, and we find your higher self, your inner being. We find out what's really locking you up and freeing you from that, so that way you can be the best version that you wish to become or align yourself with it. There's a lot I talk about with reality and also your emotions and thoughts, and how that all works. I brought back the mentorship sessions, and this is for the individuals who are seeking to grow with their spiritual gifts. And I coach you on what that looks like, how that feels. Do you notice this? And I give you some direction with that. And as you progress and choose to go further with those sessions, you develop your gifts more. And it starts with basics because you can't just jump right into it. You know what I'm saying? If this is something that you're interested, you're always more than welcome to reach me on my Facebook page through Messenger. You can also contact me via my business line, which is 845-202-2093. That's also on my Facebook page. I do have a website. I got to update it. It's millennialsthirdeye.com. And what else? I will be in California in the Redlands area on April 27th. We're going to be doing a spiritual fair. And I was invited, and they're throwing a really great thing over there. It's the Metaphysical Artisan Fair and Shopping Bazaar. I'm going to bring some stuff that I'm selling as well. Not my soul, not selling my soul ever. We got from what it looks like, Callum Lamb is doing human design and hypnotherapy. We've got Rosewater Healing with Margaret Fagan. I don't know if I pronounced that right. She's got Medium Channel, Light Language, and Reiki Master Healer. What's up? Someone I'm also excited to meet. I don't know yet, but I'm definitely going to ask for some guidance. We got Lisa O'Neill here with clairvoyant readings and energy healing. It says here that Lisa has been doing readings and healing for over 25 years. Typical session with Lisa, you can expect light astrology, spiritual counseling, crystal dowsing, and clairvoyant healing. She also does Akashic record dope. We got Native Earth Creations, handmade healing stones and jewelry. I'm just excited to be a participant of this and be there, which is dope. I'm grateful for the opportunity to show up. If you're interested in coming, this is over in the Redlands area at, I'm trying to get the address here because there's like different versions of this. I'll find it for you. But yeah, I'll be there. I like have up on my screen beforehand. So it's at 602 Church Street, Redlands, California, Metaphysical Fair and Shopping Bazaar. This is for the CRS Redlands. And I can't wait. I'm going to be excited to be all up in Cali and travel, see some friends, talk, get let loose. Because I've been over here in New York waiting for like some reason to just like let go. Traveling is one of my favorite things. Recently I went to, where'd I go? Buffalo, New York, and Niagara Falls. Had a great time. Hung out with some friends there too, and I really appreciate it. I want to take a minute. Let's see here. What do I want to do? Where am I going with this next? I don't know. I think I'm ready to wrap this up. Tell you what. Last week I didn't get to do a show because the website was like, we're working on stuff. And I didn't even get an apology or anything. They weren't like, yo, here's some like good stuff for you. It's all good. I don't know what happened, but the whole website was having an issue. If this is, if there's anything that you ever have a question about or you would love to connect with me and work one-on-one, don't hesitate to reach out. I love people. I love you. And we're all the same. And when you realize at the end of the day, like how awesome you are and that the world shows us that we're so divided. And when you realize that we're really not, you go within yourself and it's almost the complete opposite. Instead of this division of the reality, you go within yourself to find that we're all connected as one and we're all the same and we're all worthy of the stuff that we want. And we're awesome. We keep looking for that truth, but really we are the truth. I am the truth. All right, everyone, have a great night.